With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. This winter, a team from Billings attended a National Urban Forest Workshop where they presented on an invasive shrub that has escaped notice in Montana for years. As Yellowstone Public Radio News reports, buckthorn is now pushing out native vegetation by the Yellowstone River in southeastern Montana. It's a snowy day at a popular park in Billings, and city forester Steve McConnell leads the way down a forested trail towards the Yellowstone River. McConnell shows where buckthorn, a resilient thorny shrub with black berries inedible for humans, has filled in the open spaces and overtaken the cottonwood trees, essentially everywhere in this section of Riverfront Park.
The understory here is all buckthorn. You can see it's all 10, 12, 14 foot tall, really dense shrubs.
McConnell says this area should be an open savanna with plenty of distance between trees.
Eventually we would end up with basically a 20-foot tall, dense shrub layer rather than the kind of iconic Yellowstone River cottonwood forest that we have currently.
McConnell says they took their first crack at clearing the infestation last fall, and it cost around $4,000 in man-hours and supplies to treat an acre. Billings Parks estimates it needs to treat about 80 to 100 acres in Riverside, and buckthorn has already decimated about a third of the area. McConnell's concerned that if left alone, this insidious invasive could overtake the entire park.
Once it gets in as thick as it has in some places, it literally chokes out everything else. So we want.
Not only can buckthorn berries stay viable in the earth for 5 years and sprout new growths during that time, but stumps can grow multiple plants if chopped down and left untreated. Buckthorn is drawn to wetter areas, like here by the undammed Yellowstone River, where flooding usually maintains the ecosystem of the native cottonwood forests. That is, unless buckthorn blocks that growth. While buckthorn is a well-known issue in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, and it looks kind of like other plants in Montana, like the native chokecherry, that's partly why it wasn't noticed until recent years, at least according to researchers. City of Missoula Parks and Recreation Department Conservation Lands Manager Morgan Valiant was part of the push to add buckthorn to the state noxious weed list in 2017. He says buckthorn first came to Montana as an intentionally introduced decorative hedge bush at the beginning of the 20th century and remained popular until the 1970s or 80s.
And the majority of its spread now is from birds.
After recognizing it as a problem, Valiant says he and his colleagues made the effort in 2016 to pinpoint centers of large breeding populations that were established and encroaching on native ecosystems. He says they eventually narrowed it down to Missoula, Helena, Bozeman, and Billings.
You know, our online survey was sent out to a bunch of other land managers that we work with, assortment of plant geeks that we know that are across the state. And so it was not a large statistically valid survey or survey of the entire state to try to find the distribution of the plant. It was really just to help us fine-tune where we would set up our research.
Billings City Forester McConnell says the approach they've taken is to cut the buckthorn down to a stump and apply herbicide.
It's a complicated thing. The stumps apparently seal over quickly, so you need to cut it and then treat it within 20 minutes. The people in Missoula recommended 5.
Billings Parks and Recreation will see if this past year's treatment paid off when the buckthorn leaf in the spring. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.